تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With regard to the gunas that we should protect ourselves from, or if we want to term it, the rozas we have to keep to make the roza a perfect roza, besides the basic faras roza, is roza of the eyes also. And with regard to the eyes, yesterday we had discussed what effect the eyes have. Our Shaykh, the Ahmed Barakatuhum, says that, Tumhe kuch aankhon se peeni hai, Tumhe abhi aankhon se kuch pilana hai. That from the eyes you have to get something also. And we still have to give you something through the eyes. Therefore, Hazrat says that in a bayan, don't look down when the bayan is carrying on. Look at the speaker. And the more your eyes make eye contact with the speaker, the more you're going to benefit. Some people keep their eyes down. So that is not the correct adab. You should look at the person. And then see, inshallah, there is something, there's where the eye contact also, that a lot is being transferred. And a lot is received with the eye contact also. And then roza of the tongue also, that we have discussed. Gunas of the tongue, of the ears, hands and legs, the mind and heart, our thoughts, wasawis we have discussed. Then food also, those who are, that we must make sure our food is halalan tayyiba. And then the seventh thing, which is very, very important also, after having kept rozas or any ibadat, that now pride must not come into us. And we should not live in a dream world. One is that we don't know whether our ibadat, our rozas, our Ramadan, all our ibadat, our iman is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. Until a person does not know, what can he boast about? And what can he talk about? When the result comes in your hand and it is confirmed, now you can dance with joy. But till that time, you don't know, you have to live in fear all the time. Our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, says, when he came to South Africa, he heard that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, our Ustad, Rahimahullah, had made plenty students Hafiz. So he was eager to go and meet him. So he met him. Then he asked him, how many students did you make Hafiz? So Hafiz Sahab told immediately that I will know in the Qabr. That who are accepted, those are the ones that I've made Hafiz. And what is not accepted, then it is nothing. Our Shaykh says, if I had 100,000 rand, I would have given it to him as a in'am, as a gift for such a answer of such great reality. So Hafiz Sahab devoted his life to the Quran Sharif. And what a pious, righteous wali of Allah he was. Besides a ustad of Hifz, he was such a pious, and how many of his students are shining out today. But he said that I'll only know in the Qabr. One of the ma'amulats which we all must bring into our daily ma'amulats, we can say it in English, but say this, hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. That here in this world, whether we live this way or that way, doesn't matter. It depends how we will live there. Yeah, the whole world can praise us. But if we are not accepted by Allah, it is zero. It is minus. It is nothing. And yeah, if nobody knows us also, nobody even knows that we are existing, nobody takes us to note also, and very fortunate are those people. Somebody might have come for itikaf. He feels, I got a raw deal, I didn't get a good place, but he doesn't feel it also. He's just staying. He's eating, nobody notices him, nobody, nothing. But by Allah, he's maqbool. That person has got everything. In one of the names of Surah Waqia, which we should try and read every night between Maghrib and Isha, one of the names is Rafi'a Khafida. And this is that there are many people who will be very high in this world. People respect them. They got position, they got name, fame, everything. But they will be dropped right down, khafidah. They will be dropped, they'll have no value by Allah Ta'ala. And there will be people who got no value. Nobody knows them. A poor person, simple, ordinary, nobody notices when he came. Nobody misses him if he didn't come. Nothing, he's not taken notice of. And he will be raised up very high by Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So, Rafi'ah. So, Allah Ta'ala, there are many people who will drop right down and many people who will be raised right up. Doesn't matter if we are driving a Mercedes Benz or whether we're driving a BMW or whether we hardly got a wheelbarrow to push. But it depends there. And unfortunately, most of us, our eyes are only on dunya's things. But the reality is by Allah Ta'ala. How a person had lived there. Some person might have died and thousands of people in his janazah. And maybe by Allah he's not like that. And another person, hardly some people, just a few people, nobody, no announcement of his janazah also. Just quietly they took it, made his janazah, buried him. But he's got position by Allah. So nobody knows his position, what it is. So we should have this fear. We shouldn't be just that what people are, and that is the most stupid thing. And it's our very base, our very shallowness that we get so impressed with what people have got to say. Our eyes must be, what is our position by Allah? And we should remember ourselves, what we are, our nafs. And sometimes also, there is no license of committing guna, but sometimes gunas are also a blessing in disguise, even gunas sometimes. A person might be righteous, pious. Now there's fear, pride will come into him. Allah makes him make a guna. Then he realizes, I'm still that old rotten person. Whole Ramzan passed and still I'm just so filthy and dirty. No change has come. So his tawazun, his balance is kept. If he would not have made that guna, I'm like a farishta now. I'm so great. My islah is made now. I don't commit a single guna. But when you see still, you can't even control your eyes. You still just that same. I'm still that old rotten filth and dirt. I'm nothing. And Allah loves tawadu. In fact, there is a beautiful poem there are two things, naz and niyaz. Naz to boast, to be arrogant. Niyaz to be humble. Sometimes the niyaz of a woman who sells herself, a prostitute, but she's doing it perhaps out of necessity for whatever. But she's guilty, feels guilty. Ya Allah, I'm the worst woman in the world. What am I doing? I'm so terrible. And by that, she reaches high stages by Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, a person who is tahajjud guzar, when he has got naz in him, I'm a pious person. I make tahajjud. What is tahajjud and all his ibadat is right down in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So that humbleness. So after making ibadat, to get a feeling of humbleness is a great ni'mat from Allah. A person, so he doesn't mean he commits guna now and then he feels. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That those people who make lot of istighfar at the time of sehri, that is in tahajjud. They make the tahajjud, they cry to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, please forgive me, I'm so bad. Crying to Allah. When this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this those people who make gunas, who steal, who rob, who drink, and etc.? Is it those people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. These are those people who do righteous deeds. They save themselves from gunas. But Allah's shan, Allah's position is so high that they realize we couldn't fulfill the rights of Allah's ibadat. So they are making tawbah istighfar. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, once two people, village people, who haven't got much knowledge of deen, etc., they came to Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. They sat down one side, then Maulana said that, bhai, hum to kuch bhi nahi hai, khuda ki qasam, hum to kuch bhi nahi hai, that we are nothing. By Allah, I swear, we are nothing. So those villagers, simple-minded people, very, very honest and in the very simple-minded. So one told to the other one, chalo bhai, jab ye khud keh rahe ke kuch nahi hai, to hume kya milega? That when he's saying himself, I am nothing, and he's taking qasam and saying, I am nothing, what are we going to get here? Let's go from here. So they were simple-minded, but our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, and there is a very important point, that tawadu, to be humble, is one thing, and to be a liar is something else. In tawadu, don't be a liar. One of our ustads, Mawlana Fakhrul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, said, if somebody, for example, asks you, are you Hafiz al-Quran? And you are Hafiz, but in humbleness you say, I am not. Now you actually made gunai kabira. You thought you are humble, but you made gunai kabira. You committed a major sin because you lied. So that isn't humbleness. Yes, it's a different thing. If a person says, no, I'm not a Hafiz, and meaning thereby that I'm not a good Hafiz, and he's got in mind a very high standard of Hafiz. When we were in Belgium, a lot of Moroccans there, and they used to tell us that what you people in India and Pakistan call Hafiz, like that the whole of Morocco is Hafiz. We don't count such a person as a Hafiz. And Allahu Akbar, Qari Sulaiman Sahib Marhum, Rahmatullah Ali in Delhi, Tajweedul Quran, his madrasa, once I also went there, and I heard of one alim, senior alim of our country, who went there, and usually he says take imtihan of the students. So he told that alim, and he asked him, like, for example, read from the beginning of wama liya, wama ubarri wa nafsi, etc. So Qari Sahib told, you're going to spoil my students, you can't take imtihan like that. So I had that in mind. So I told him, Qari Sahib, you want to disgrace me in front of your students? What? I'm going to take their imtihan. Their level is so high. So anyway, there you have to ask them, like, for example, Surah Taghabun, what is the fifth ayat? Now where are you going to come up with the fifth ayat in Surah Taghabun? And you have to ask them, for example, read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, the last ayat upwards. Though we read Alhamdu every day, even the best Hafiz amongst us, who is going to read the last ayat and then the next one? They know the Quran Sharif like that. How many ayats of the Quran? أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْزُرُوا. And how many mutashabihat? And they are immediately, that this one, where does it come? That one, where does it come? How many other ayats? What mutashabihat? Sometimes, Allah Ta'ala fi al-bahri liyuriyakum ayatihi, that to show you the signs of Allah Ta'ala. And fil fulke fihi, and another place it's in front, another place it's just like that, they on the fingertips all this. So like that. So if a person thinks of that level of Hafiz and he says, I'm not a Hafiz, it's a different thing. But if he just says, just to show that I'm nothing, he's actually, so that is very, very important, and there are many points like this. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained that one, for example, a person, commonly it happens with human folk, the husband passes away, now she's a widow, she hasn't got an income, and she doesn't want to accept zakat money. She says, I'm not prepared, zakat money. And rather she'll go and work, which is now exposing herself to so many gunas, going out of the house, how vulnerable she becomes, and she's outside. So she doesn't accept zakat. So it looks good, istighna. But this istighna, to be independent, not to take anything from any person, there can be two reasons for it. One is because of your pride. So you got a very great quality, istighna, but that istighna will take you to Jahannam if it's because of your pride. And one is istighna because of khalba tawakkul. You trust on Allah. Allah will see to my needs. And such a woman will not go out of the house. Allah will arrange. Allah will put in somebody's heart, and with izzat they will come and give me my money, etc. But one is that because of your pride, that how can I accept? So there are many points. There's very fine, delicate points that we have to be able to make. So anyway, this after keeping rozas, no pride must come in a person. Holier than thou attitude. That of, and this happens, we usually wash down everything down the drain on Eid's day. That when we're sitting now with the family, etc., we hear how they kept rozas, what they did, etc. So we also want, one is we want to boast also. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains that one person, the three hajj, he destroyed, he washed it down the drain in one sentence. That if somebody came and visit him, and he was a triple haji. Not a double, triple haji. And then he told his servant or his son that bring the zamzam of my third hajj and give this man. So why he said this? To make it known I made three hajj. And those people in the days of before in India, Pakistan, living somewhere in a village, now those days they should take their rice, their flour, their ghee, everything worth, filling up all this, how much goods. Now from there till the tar road, they come by ox wagon, and almost the whole village comes and see them off. From there, by bus now, with all that goods, they go to Lahore, for example, whichever, to the town. And then from there, by train now, and everywhere people are accompanying them till they come to Karachi or Bombay, then they stay in the Hajj Musafir Khana in those days. They stay there 6 weeks, 8 weeks, getting their papers, documentation, everything ready. Then they go for Hajj. When they come to Jeddah, it was literally, you can say, like a Qiyamah's day, the way the customs and things used to be. Then by camel they should go to Makkah Sharif. And there were highway robbers who used to rob them on the way. All these difficulties going to Medina Sharif. What and what difficulties. That Hajj should take up to 6 months, 1 year, that Hajj. And all of that washed away in one sentence. So we also, when we, in our way also, you're making bayan, and in your bayan you say something to make it known, this I did, I achieved this. If it is one, there is again another point, that in riya also there can be ikhlas. And there is a famous saying of the buzurgs, that the riya of the sheikh is better than the ikhlas of the murid. This means a sheikh who is really a sheikh, who has gone through all the levels already, and now he is above his nafs. Now he says something, I did this. He's not saying it to show and to boast. He's showing, he's teaching that this is how you should also do. This is also how you should live, etc. This is what you should aspire for. And the murid is, this murid is meant who is still at the beginning, a mubtadi. And he just did little bit, and he comes and boasts about it. I did this, I did that. It will be destroyed. So he is doing it to show. So even in anything, when a person, so in riya, there can be ikhlas also. And in ikhlas, there can be riya also. You're showing that I'm so sincere, but you're showing that I did it so sincerely. For example, you tell people, I got up for tahajjud and I made sure nobody know. Because you must be sincere in your tahajjud. Now he's speaking about it. So in riya there can be ikhlas, and in ikhlas there can be riya. In tawadu, humility, there can be pride. And in pride there can be humility also. And it all depends on the intention of a person. What is basically, and that he also sometimes doesn't know, but Allah knows in any case. Sometimes you can bluff the people also and make them understand that you are very sincere and you are very humble, but only the truth. Sometimes your own self you don't know. Your nafs is playing havoc with you and you don't even realize it. So after having kept roza, no pride in any way must come in a person. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that before you get your report and you are partying already, that is the height of stupidity. When you get your report, you see you have passed, you see you have come first, now you can party, now you can be happy. So only on the day of Qiyamah, when we get there and our Nama Amal record of deeds is given in our right hand, when we pass the test in the Qabr, then a person can rejoice now. But before that, to forget rejoicing, just to sit back and to think now, to become a qana'at that I've done enough, I'm all right now, that is also dangerous. Till we don't know, we have to keep on making effort. So this pride must not come into a person. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said it so beautifully, nek banna faraz hai. To become nek, muttaqi banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To become nek is faraz, but to think I am nek, this is haram. To become a muttaqi, that you stay away from guna, it is faraz you become. But to say I am muttaqi now, that now gunas I won't be affected, this is haram. That then there are two types of pride which enters a person according to Sharia. One is ujab, that is, that I think I'm better than the others. Like for example, as I explained, in humbleness, there can be pride also. Like, for example, I'm sitting here on top now. Now, this is outwardly a thing of bigness, that you're sitting on top, all are sitting at the bottom. You should sit at the bottom, but it is of necessity. And this year, what beautiful examples Buzurgs have given, that the bulbula, the bubble on the water, is on top of the water. But the bubble is empty, there is nothing in the bubble. It's just sitting on top. Tabbat yada is on top of Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. But the fazail of Surah Ikhlas, where can Surah Tabbat Yada make? But it's on top of Tabbat Yada. So by sitting on top, outwardly it looks that this without necessity don't sit. When it is necessary, you sit on top. So outwardly it can look as a sign of pride, but it is of a necessity. And sitting on top, now I'm looking down on you people. But if it is, this is now if a person really is looking down, I'm high and you are down, that is haram. He is destroying himself. But literally, you are looking down. You are on a higher position. You're looking down on the people. But in your heart, if you are that I'm looking down on these people, then you have destroyed yourself. So these realities to come. So anyway, one is ujab, that you think you are better than other people. And the minute a person gets ujab, and even the signs of ujab, we should try and stay away from. In the bayan, the art of talking, the way a person talks, that also there can be ujab. And these are signs. For he must be careful that these signs are not in him also. But for the public, make husne zan, that it looks like this. How a person stands, how a person keeps one leg front, etc., in his standing position. Those are signs of pride. How a person, his body language, all these things show, but they are signs. And for us as ordinary people, we should not take it that it is real, it is a sign. Maybe it's just it is his way of doing things, etc. Their nature is like that. Like one person who shouts and speaks doesn't mean that he is. Perhaps in the family everyone shouts. Like usually it is. People from India and Pakistan, until you are not a bit aggressive, you don't get anything done. Because there everyone is fighting. Other countries, people are humble more. So there you don't have to be aggressive. But if you go and act humble there, you are in a line. If you in the queue, where everyone just rushes, they don't know what is a queue. They don't stand in a line. They just rush for, go past, etc. Now if you're going to stand at the back, you'll never get on. There also, you also have to be, in a way, aggressive. But where people are polite, they understand etiquette, and they stand properly in a line, now there you go and become you go to the front, there it is completely wrong. There wait your turn, and go with the queue, and go with the line. So, one is this, to think that I'm better than the next person. And a person has got no right to think I'm better than the next person. If that person might have got what fault we saw, and that fault we see also is because of our eyes are faulty. That's how your eyes are. If you got green color specs, you see green. If you got blue color, you see blue. So if you got faults, you see the faults of other people. How unfortunate are those people who even in Makkah Sharif, they only see the faults of people. In Medina Sharif, they only see the faults of people. The people do things like this, people do things like that, all the time seeing faults. And how fortunate are those people who in that same environment see the good qualities of people. That how these people are making ibadat, what sacrifices they have made. They are like so dunya dar, but they have come for Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. They have come in the love of Allah Ta'ala, that your own qualities show out. So, how we see other people is actually what we are. So if we look for the faults of people, that is not a good sign at all. And one is your eyes fall on the faults of people. Then also as far as possible, try and explain to yourself, it's not like that. Or this person has got this one fault which I'm seeing, but only Allah knows how many other good qualities he has got. Like a person, a rich person, he's traveling, his money got lost, stolen, anything. Now there he looks like a beggar, he's asking people, but at home, what and what hasn't he got? So like that, we seeing that one weakness, but what and what hasn't he still got inside? And I'm seeing this as a fault, but my own faults are so many. Like poet says very beautifully, it was my habit to look for the faults of people. But when my eyes fell on my own faults, I became blind to the faults of people. Like that, to tell everyone you got something in your nose here, something is in your beard, but when you realize something is in my nose, and then you are first worried of that. Then you won't look at other people, what's in their noses. You'll first worry about yourself. And a good person is always, if he sees something in his beard, first worry, isn't there something in my beard? It's very easy when we are driving on the road. These people driving without taillights, they got no reflectors, etc. They're so dangerous, but we don't know if my own taillights are working or not. Sometimes my own taillights are not working. This person driving with only one headlight on, the other headlight, I don't know my own headlights if they are on, whether they are working. Our own condition, we don't know. So we must be worried more of ourselves than other people. So anyway, that is takabbur, samaf. That is takabbur, that I think I'm better than the next person. And in many, many ways, whether it's between husband and wife, and lot of fights start because of takabbur. Husband feels, I'm very good. What my wife knows? She knows nothing. She's a jahil. She's an ignorant. I'm a very learned person. And especially in ulama's houses, and many alimas suffer this problem, that I'm an alima. I know so much. This husband doesn't know. She knew one masala of nahwa which he didn't know. I know much more than what he knows. She knew one hadith. She knew one point of fiqh which my husband, and she thinks I'm somebody. And that house becomes a fire of jahannam. That all the time. So this takabbur is a killer disease. That way a person has this. Amongst friends, anywhere, whoever has got pride, people despise such a person. He's just happy within himself. And he's in a dream world of his own, thinking that I'm like this. But people really hate a person who has got pride in him. And a person who is humble, sincerely humble, automatically people love that person. A person who always wants to push in front, even in driving, that you drive and you just want to be in front, and the person who is humble and gives way to the next person. It is his right of way, but he says, you carry on. People like such a driver. And a person, it's not his right of way, but he's pushing to get in here, pushing to get in there all the time. People despise such a person, wherever it is. And all this pride is a cancerous disease, much, much more worse than cancer of the body. So that is takabbur, to think that I'm better than the next person. And the other is ujab, that you don't think you're better than anyone, but you just think I'm good. Apne aap ko nek samajna, this is haram. That I am good, this is haram. And many of us don't understand this. And not only in your deen, it comes clearly in a hadith, a person dresses up and he feels I'm smart now, and I'm really like somebody now. Immediately he falls from the eyes of Allah. And how many of us, when we are our graduation day, and the day of we have to go give a bayan, and now we dress up for that bayan, etc. Any other occasion, to be jamal, to be neat, to be tidy, to be presentable is quite in order. But this to impress people with our clothes. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, in one majlis, made so many of the people in Medina Sharif, it was in Medina Sharif, and the Arabs who wear that white rumal, and they wear it all the time, and the point here, every now and then they pull the point, that point must become perfect. Hazrat made them take off all that. He says, that you use if you're in the sun, it's a hot country, and you need it to protect yourself. But here in the room, you don't need it. And here, while you are sitting, every now and then you're making sure that is right here. I'm smart like this. So that is the harmful. How harmful. And that you want to associate yourself with the Arabs of that level. That I'm also like the Arabs and that. So these things destroy a person completely. So takabbur is also haram. And pride, self-vanity, that I am somebody, I am something. And all this shows up. The minute something goes against our tabiat, our nature, we flare up. We can't take it. If we were humble, I am nothing. Somebody trampled on me. What is it? I am nothing. But now when I am somebody, and now somebody tramples on me, somebody tripples on my toes, somebody didn't make me salam, does things against, system and order is in its place. And that also a person won't get to, so flared up and boiled up. He'll go and explain to the person, this is not right, it should be like this. You try and accommodate him. And service, I remember when I was a small child, and many people must be remembering, the British who were ruling here first, and their influence remained till very long. When we were small, legal documents that used to come from government offices, at the bottom was written, they signed themselves off, your servant. And then they would sign their name. They regarded themselves as khadim, servants. And this they learned from the Muslims in the past. A ruler, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his rulership, that we are not authorities over the people. We are servants here. We are for the service of the people. In the office, at the beginning, I hate these titles. Like everyone is a mas'ul. Mas'ul with regard, he is responsible for this. Not the president, not the secretary, not this here. These titles make a person think that I am somebody big. But that you, to remind yourself that I am responsible. And yeah, we are for the service of the students. We are not authorities over the student. And we must regard it Allah's favor. He gave us the opportunity to make khidmat of mehman of Allah and mehman of His Rasul. But when we take the attitude that we are authorities here, and that we can handle them as we want to, that is not right at all. So wherever in the house, Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum, the leader of a qawm is the khadim. In the house, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَى. Men are made qawwam on women. You are there to take care of them, to protect them, to support them, financially also, emotionally also. Not that you abuse them emotionally. Or you take somebody for Hajj, the family. How many complaints we get? Then they're all the time remembering, you know, you cost me so much. You know that for the wife you're telling that, you know, you cost me so much, I brought you for Hajj, I brought you for Umrah. The children, the poor young boy, and you're telling him, you don't know how much you're costing me. Just because he didn't get up for one namaz, and you sleep away so many namazes that you don't think about. Now when you happen to get up and go to the haram, and the poor child didn't get up, now you're telling you cost me so much and you didn't even come for namaz. So this attitude, that has to come to an end. You have to, and that is one main maqsad in ammatan, generally in the khanqas, is to annihilate a person. Nafs ko kuchalna, nafs ko marna, to completely finish this nafs here, the ego of the nafs. And this is much more worse than the lust of the nafs. Lust also destroys a person. But this ego is even worse, it destroys. And your lust, you feel guilty that I've got this lust in me. I commit this guna, or I think of gunas all the time. But this ego, you feel proud. And ego leads a person to backbiting also. That now you can't become level to somebody. Now the only way is to drop him down. So to backbite about him, speak so that people think he's bad, he's low. But you don't realize you are lowering yourself. You are not lowering him. You are lowering yourself. Hasad, jealousy. That you think this person, now you are jealous of that person. And that also leads you to backbite about the person. He hasn't got really any fault. But now, what is backbiting? To find fault and to talk about that fault. So these are dangerous things. So this must not come. After spend your Ramzan perfectly, whether in Jamaat, whether in Umrah, whether in the Khanqah, whether at home. But at the end, no pride must come in anyway. Our Hajj, our Namazes, you became the best Hafiz, you became the best Qari, you came first in your Dora class, you are an Alim, but let not pride come in you. Let always your weaknesses be in front of you. Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah Ali was probably, somebody asked him a question, a lady, he said, I don't know. Another, don't know. How many questions? She said, for what are you getting paid? You know nothing. He said, I'm getting paid for what I don't know. If I have to be paid for what I know, they won't be able to pay me. So, how much a person, for example, you passed your exam on Bukhari Sharif, two thick volumes. How many questions came? 5 questions. What are 5 questions of 2 volumes of Bukhari? And out of that, you only have to answer 3 questions. Now, what are 3? What little? And of the 3, if you get 50%, you passed. So it's about 1 page of Bukhari Sharif. And for that now you passed, and you think you got so much. How, what knowledge have you got? On what are you, your taqwa? What is our taqwa? What is our tawadu? What is our piety? No pride must come into a person in any way. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written this instance. In one village, a person passed away, and he was so bad, gunas, used to come home 12, 1 o'clock, drunk, gambling, humanizing, whatever you can, very, very bad condition. He passed away. Nobody came for his janaza. Not neighbors, not friends, not family, no one. 3 days passed, nobody came. So then the wife hired 4 laborers. They paid them and told them, take his body. How you people know, you give ghusl. And then if you get somebody who can make janaza namaz, well and good. Otherwise bury him without janaza, because his body is going to blow up now, and then diseases will start spreading from here. Just go and bury him. They took him, gave him ghusl, kafan, took him to the qabristan. Then Allah put in the great buzurg wali of that time and place in his heart that one wali's janaza of mine is in the qabristan. Go and make his janaza namaz. So when he got up, the big alim of the town, the whole town got up. All went with him. When they came there, they saw he's this man. What they knew, his condition, what his condition. Anyway, they made his janaza, buried him. They went straight to his house, asked his wife, what kind of a man was your husband? We knew him to be a worse, terrible person. So much so that nobody even came for his janaza. She says, as you people knew him, I also know him to be like that. However, he had 2 qualities in him. One was that he always kept an orphan child in the house. Before he ate, the orphan must eat. Before he buys clothes, clothes for the orphan. Everything first for the orphan. And the other quality he had, he used to come home really drunk at night, to 1, 2 o'clock. But then he used to get up in the early hours of the morning, tahajjud time, bath, take a cold bath and cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm so bad. My toba breaks every night. I make so much toba. Oh Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you kept reserved for me? I'm the worst of your creation. So toba istighfar. And a person who makes toba istighfar is not written as a sinner by Allah. Though he's involved in the worst sins, but he makes sincere toba. I'm the worst, Ya Allah. Please forgive me. And we are such big, big gunas, we don't even think of them as gunas. We forget making them fly away like a fly. We don't even think of them as gunas. So, but he used to feel so guilty. So what position Allah Ta'ala had given him? And on the other hand, what is our condition? Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, once he saw one Hindu of Deoband who he knew. He saw him in a dream in Jannat. So he told him, Lalaji, ye to tumhare liye mamnu'ud dukhul hai. No entry. Lalaji, where you came here in Jannat? You can't enter Jannat. How come you here? So he says, Maulvi ji, how they speak in this straight, simple ways. He says, Maine marne se pehle an kahat kehdi. Just before I died, what was taboo for me to say? La ilaha illallah. I read kalima. And then I died. And when you become a Muslim, all your previous gunas maaf. He became a Muslim, he passed away, straight to Jannat. No gunas he has got. So, we don't know. Who gave us guarantee our mort is going to come on Iman? Allah, we have great hope on Allah's mercy, but nobody has. And the awliya, the true awliya, 2 great fears they have in their lives. They haven't got any other fear, but 2, that no guna we must commit all the time, that it must not happen that we commit a guna. And in this also, we have to be careful. Sometimes our namaz can be guna also. The story of Juraij, when his mother called on him, he was busy with namaz, and he said, Ya Allah, my mother, my namaz. Again she called, my mother, my namaz. And then he gave preference to his namaz. She made a badwa which fell on him. And then what he had to go through. So sometimes we think we are doing neki, but we are doing guna. So to get our priorities in order. And we forget neki and being, we get confused. We make open gunas. How many gunas that there is no doubt, we know we are in guna. So the buzurgs, that is their fear, that I must not commit any guna. The second is how my mort will come. Every buzurg, this is their worry, that how am I want. Nobody has been given guarantee. We don't know how last minute our condition can change. The story of Abdullah Andalusi rahmatullah alayh, and this also is Andalus, Spain. And Spain was so advanced, not only in dunya's matters. In dunya's matters also, in deen's matters also, Spain was very, very advanced. So, and his murids were like Sheikh Shibli rahmatullah alayh. Oh, what great buzurgs, they were his murids. So one day when he was traveling with over 10,000 murids, they passed the town and it was Asr time. They asked for water, those people refused to give them water. And then there were Jews, Christians, fire worshippers, all types of idol worshippers, all types of people. They refused to give them water. And just this thought came in his heart, that these people who worship the fire, these people who worship Isa alayhi salam, they believe him to be the son of God, they believe him to be God, etc. He thought low of them. And remember to never ever think low of the sinner. The sin you must despise, not the sinner. The sinner don't despise him. Who told the story of Hazrat Umar? I think Maulana Musa Patel this morning in the tafsir or one of the days, that one person was attending his majlis and didn't attend. He was from Syria. People told and he's gone into his drinking, etc. He's gone off again. So he told that he made dua for him. And he won him over again. So don't despise the sinner. The sin must be despised. Today, unfortunately, it's not long ago that Muslims were doing this. They didn't despise the Jews, the Christians. When we went to Spain, we went for a little ride on the horse and cart. They show you all the inside areas where the Muslims were living. So the driver told us that, yeah, the Muslims were living here, yeah, the Christians, yeah, the Jews, and himself, he told, no fights between them. They lived peacefully amongst themselves. Then I asked him, since when the fights start? It is not when the Muslims were ruling. We were traveling to London once, and a very senior lawyer, white man, was sitting next to me. After a while, he told me, he said that that was a war of when Bush invaded Iraq. He says, why are the Sunnis and the Shias fighting? According to them, they are all Muslims. Why Muslim fighting Muslim? Shias are not Muslims, but according to them, they count them as Muslims. So why is Muslim fighting Muslim? So Allah put in my mind, I asked him, since when are they fighting? When Saddam was ruling, were they fighting? Or since Bush came here, they are fighting? So after that, not one word he spoke for the rest of the journey. So as long as Muslims were ruling, wherever they were ruling, in India, Hindus, Muslims, no riots. Now when the Hindus are ruling, every now and then riots in India. Now this riot, now that riot. When Muslims were ruling, not title of Muslims. When the Muslims were ruling, and if any person's house was burgled, the municipality, the government went and returned the taxes he had paid. A zimmi has to pay taxes. They said, we took your taxes to protect you. We failed. We couldn't protect you. Here is your money back again. Like that the Muslims ruled. Unfortunately, we don't study our history. So there in Spain, the Muslims were, and all they were living together, but peacefully. But when the Muslim, non-Muslim rule came, that is now all the fights, whether it's Palestine or whether it is anywhere else, the fights just don't come to an end. And it is not that they can't manage it, but it is their policy to make people fight. To divide and rule and make people fight, it is their policy of fighting. A Muslim rule, it's impossible. Anyone who has got a slight idea of Quran Sharif and Hadith, that the Muslims rule like that is impossible. They rule with what fairness and what justice. All the social laws of UK, you help out this person for this, childbirth, so much, so many children. All this were made by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. These are not their things. They were made by Hazrat Umar. And what allowances they used to give the people. It's unimaginable to understand. And not far away, Saddam Hussein, when he was ruling, education of the best quality free of charge. What in dunya's line, what scientists, what doctors Iraq had produced. Education free, medicine free, water and lights free. What and what? This is how they had ruled. So anyway, what were we saying? So it wasn't long that Muslims did not despise the non-Muslims. They despised their ways. But today is a way we despise the non-Muslims. And their ways are 100% then more than what is in them, they are in us. What fashion, what things, what they do, we do it even to a more greater extent. Today our houses, 100% their style. Our dressing on Eid's day now. At least Allah's lot of fazal. I remember as a young boy, in fact me myself, when I was small, we were poor. My father was very poor. But I was adamant and my father loved me. I must get a suit for Eid. And I cried and cried for it. And Eid without a tie, without suit, there was no Eid on those days. Today hardly you see a person coming with suit for Eid. Or coming with a tie. Alhamdulillah, kurta. Everyone comes with kurta. Allah has brought a great, great change now. But still, on Eid's day, how many? They'll come for with kurta for namaz, Eid namaz. And after that, out with the kurta and now all the other clothes. Now, another thing, Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to be in Makkah Sharif. And he used to say that the difference between the Arabs and the Turks is this. That the Turk is outwardly English, westernized, but inside he is Muslim. And the Arab, outsidely he is Muslim, but inside he is westernized. So the outside show, today now the time has come, we wear the long Arab kurta, but underneath is our jeans and our t-shirts. Our girls, burqas they are wearing, but inside, jeans and t-shirts. All the filth and dirt is inside. So the show, now we are coming unfortunately onto that, that it's a show of piety, but inside is filth and dirt. We should cleanse ourselves. We must clean ourselves of these things. So anyway, this pride to think I'm better than the next person, a person destroys himself. And he has got, it's the Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the guna of pride only happens to stupid people. People who are stupid, a person who has got little bit of aqal, little bit of sense, pride will never come in front of him. To complete that about Maharishi Ahmad Gangohi, very important, the second part of it, that our Shaykh says that now Maharishi Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi took qasam and said, I am nothing. But what a big man. So was this a lie? So as I was explaining, tawazu is one thing and lying is another thing. Now such a great Shaykh who has reached reality, could he be lying? No, he was not lying. Just like a person says, I'm not a Hafiz, but he thinks of a Hafiz of that level. That type of a Hafiz. So like that, Maul Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in view of the presence of Allah all the time. Allah's Jalal, Allah's Jamal, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Kamal. Then you realize you are nothing. Example of this our Shaykh gives, that you're the chairman of a big company, you're a big man, but one day you happen to be in the jungle and you are now face to face with a lion. Then now you say, Mr. Lion, I am nothing whatsoever. Please have mercy on me. Now all your titles have fallen down. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, when ulama should go in Jamaat, he should tell them, you are the star of Fazilat. Your name of Maulana, leave that by me. You go in Jamaat, don't go with the name of Maulana. Leave your the star of Fazilat by me. I'll keep it amanat. When you come back, I'll give it back to you. But you go in Jamaat, that I'm big Maulana, you won't benefit anything. If you go as an ordinary person, you will benefit. So, Maharishi Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in the view of Allah, when you say, Allahu Akbar, you have now surrendered to Allah. What am I? What is a lion in front of you? If Allah's a presence is in front of you, when you go in sajda, you are making sajda to Allah. Now, what is that? Now, you don't think that I'm somebody great, and I'm the chairman, and I'm the president or something, if this reality. And namaz and our deen is to bring Allah's presence 24 hours in front of us. When Allah's present, now what pride will be in that person? But how much we are void of the presence of Allah, so much we have pride. And to be outside, to be in the khanqah, in Jamaat, to be a very 40 days in Jamaat, oh, he was a farishta, that person. What a person. Go and ask his wife, oh, he's worse than shaitan, this person. When you ask the wife, So this double standards at home is the first place where we must improve ourselves. And there it is, one aspect very hard also, and one aspect very easy. In the house it's very easy, but this pride stops us, that in front of the wife, how can I humble myself? How can I do something for her? She must do everything for me. I'm Mr. Man. I'm the big man. She must do everything. I don't do anything for her. How many people, they complain. My wife phoned me, she said, I must bring potatoes. What she thinks of me? That I must go and buy potatoes. I'm such a big man. He's got a very big business. And I must go buy tomatoes and I must buy potatoes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character, which the kuffar used to take objection. But that was his way. Ma li hadha ar-rasul yamshi fil aswaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and do the shopping of the house himself. And he used to buy the things and bring it into house. We can't do shopping for the family. It's beyond us. You go, here's your car, you go and do your shopping. For me to go and do shopping for the family? No, it's not my job there. I can't do that. I'm a big professional. I'm a big academic. And I must be seen carrying potato bag and carrying tomato bag. That's not my job. But these things help to bring a person down. One person who went for his Islah, in fact, his own father was a great sheikh, but he never took benefit from his father. Then the mother, when he grew up, she told him, now go, this dollar treasure which was in our house is by that certain buzurg, his khalifa. Go and get that treasure back again. Make your Islah also. So when he went there, a lot of pride. So the sheikh treated him, so he's got a lot of pride in him. So he made the girl who cleans the toilets. In those days, no flush system toilet, it had to be picked up. Then he told her, just walk past him. So when he, so royal person, brought up with such a, he couldn't accept this, that she was this filth and dirt and that smell. So he gave him more treatment. He's still very far. He hasn't got humility. Humility had to come. Nafs ko kuchalna hai. Then after that treated him, then he told, now pass him and drop a little on him. So when she did that also, so how he looked at her, felt raw sewage dropping. Who am I? So he said, still more she did. Then he said, now walk and drop the whole thing on him. Then he said, he asked her, sorry, I came in your way. He says, now he has come right. And what we will say is haram. That what is the chef? Raw sewage is dropping on people. Is this now some tarbiyat? Napaki, which is filth and dirt. We don't understand and we have lot of objections with these things. So when this has to come out of us. Today forget somebody else's, our own. We perhaps sometimes mess our trouser. The wife must wash it. The servant. We can't wash it ourselves. But Allah made a system, Allahu Akbar, if we can fit ourselves in Allah's system. You make istinja, you must make with your own hands. And don't wear a glove also. And don't go and sit on a bidet also. With your own hand you must wash yourself all that dirt. And realize that what I ate, that wonderful dastarkhan, how it was set. Now Eid day will coming, what delicacies. But when it came in my body, I made filth and dirt out of it. This is what I am. That car which was in a showroom, brand new car. I paid for it, I bought it, I took one round, I didn't like it. I came and returned it. They told second hand. 10% we are dropping off the price. That is what I am. The minute I touched the car, it became second hand. The minute I ate that food, what wonderful food, but it went in my system, what I made out of it. What filth, this is my haqiqat. This is the muraqabah when going to toilet. When we're sitting in the toilet, we urinating, doing number two, that all that wonderful, delicious food, how it was smelling, how it was set, there were flowers on the table, how did the dastarkhan, but this is my haqiqah, this is what I do with it. That how many women, so good women, they came in our nikah and we spoiled them, we destroyed them. We couldn't keep the izzat also, we couldn't keep the respect in any way. So this is what I am. So this humbleness has to come into a person. Roza is to bring that humbleness. That we stay hungry, now at least feel humble. That what are you? Our Shaykh, Allah, the time is up. May Allah give us a tawazu inshallah. And this is a very great and first quality to acquire. May Allah give it to us inshallah.